Drivers in the neighborhood surrounding USC have to put up with a lot of extra traffic, generated by commuters, athletic events, and worst of all, student bikers.
I cannot stand those bikers because they think they're above the law.
That's Rami Hashash, a resident of West Adams and a student biker himself. The behavior of his fellow bikers really grinds his gears.
When they run stop signs, when they go against traffic, and I'm trying to drive and they just go against traffic, even when I'm walking, that bugs me. When they ride on the sidewalk, it makes me furious.
I'm a student biker myself, so I'm inclined to give them a break. I went to an intersection with heavy bike traffic to observe their tendencies. I'm at 30th and Orchard. It's a four-way intersection with stop signs on all sides. We'll see what those bikers do. Uh-oh, there's an airport shuttle bus coming down the street. I wouldn't go near one of those things in a tank, let alone a bike, the way they drive. But hopefully this biker won't push his luck. All right, the shuttle bus has just come to a stop at the stop sign, and the biker just went right through.
It was a risky move, buddy.
Rami was right. Many bikers do disobey traffic laws. But there has to be a reason why so many bikers ignore these rules. I turned to James Batten, who is a cycling enthusiast and a student.
I don't really follow stop signs much at all, but I don't think, you know, as long as you stay aware of your surroundings and know everything that's going on, you know, what's the difference, you know?
James says it's actually safer sometimes for bikers to ride on the sidewalk in places where bike lanes are not accessible. He also says that drivers should recognize that they're in an area with more bikers than usual.
I think because there's a lot more bikers than there are cars, you know, on the road, that bikers should have the priority, and they, when cars are at stop sign, they should let the bikers go before they end up going.
Neither LAPD nor DPS responded to request a comment. But James has accepted that most students will never do enough to protect themselves while biking.
I really don't think students care that much because, you know, if they really were going to care about their safety, they would wear helmets and everything. And so, you know, as long as you're staying aware and are looking around as you're biking, I don't think it's going to really make a difference.
But Rami thinks there's more to it than just being aware.
A bike is a vehicle, and I think they need to abide by the rules that any person in any other vehicle would abide by. Like, you know, don't use your cell phone, don't have headphones on, pay attention.
It's always a good idea to pay attention and avoid distractions, whether you're a driver, biker, or surgeon. Dan Bentz, Annenberg Radio News.